Welcome to Freedom of Mind.
Yeah. Freedom of Mind, y'all. You know, already know it's L. Thank you to everybody who's been tuning in. A lovely, lovely, lovely 2021 we will be having. I hope y'all had a good new year. Hope everybody tuning in, please hit them socials. We need ideas. We need fresh topics. We need things to talk about. I get up here and I start to stuttering. Don't even know what to talk about, man. But you already know, it's L, Freedom of Mind, y'all.
I think we got a good show for you guys. We probably is a little bit of a longer show. We're trying to make it longer for y'all. If you vibe into the show, thank you. Tell others about it. We got like a different twist to our show, or at least we think so. And hey, like I said, enjoy the show. We're gonna be talking about a number of things, you know, and particularly, you know, we're gonna be focusing on obesity again. So stay tuned and keep listening, y'all. Freedom of Mind.
America is the only country where you can go out for your dreams and they'll actually, it'd be like it's painted on the wall, right? They give you so many opportunities and they basically hang out billboards everywhere pointing to where the money is. See, the difference between the earners, the learners, and the burnouts is the ones that go out for the yearn, is the ones that go out for the learning. Nothing is given to you in this country, but it's painted everywhere for you to take it. Goes back to confidence. A man 20, maybe 19 years old. I want to say 1957. Starts a UPS post office carrier job. There's been blizzards growing up down there in New England. Been blizzards he's been through. Never, even in the blizzard, missed a day of work. For 30 consecutive years. Retired about age 50, 55. Great pension. Invested in a lot of money. This man, Sicilian immigrant, as most Italians that came off the boat and most Sicilians that came off the boat were hard workers. This man had kids. They had kids. This man had grandchildren and great-grandchildren. This man went through holidays giving out gifts. This man came from an immigrant family. This man passed away at 88 years old, but still was left with enough money to last a lifetime. Hard work, ladies and gentlemen. That confidence to go out and get what you want. You could live a decent life. Nobody tells you that you have to be a celebrity, but you have to make a living. You have to earn it. You have to listen and know that things are worth learning. No one gives it to you. You have to take it and do what you have to do to get it. Let this be a lesson. Whatever you have to do to get to that goal, go out and do it. You have a certain goal of mine. Lose weight. Lose 10 pounds in 3 months. Save up. Build my credit. Use my return and income for something other than splurging on materialistic things like clothes. What are we going to do out there? Are we going to be wise? Are we going to know the value of a dollar? Are we going to go for it? Or are we going to sit there with our hands out? Thank you for listening.
What's going on, y'all? Speak your mind. This is Ray Will. Check this out. So pretty much this cop got away with shooting this brother in the back. Jacob. I forget his last name. You remember his last name? You know who I'm talking about. You know, he got away with the cop got away scot-free. The brother that got shot. Their brother got shot in the back and got paralyzed. Check this out, right? I trip off. I like to go on social media, particularly Facebook, and I like to see what people got to say. I like to see people's reactions because to me, that represents how people really feel. Because you can go on there and you can pose as somebody else, or you know, or. It's so many people that be on there, right? It's like I really feel like you can really express yourself more on social media. And I see some people and I just look at people's reactions, right? Like if there's something that ABC News posted or some kind of media company, you know, a very powerful or popular media company, right? And I just look at the receptions, right? And I don't want to label these people or whatever, but you know, some of them they appear as racist, with these radical opinions that they have, and this is how they really feel. Again, because they can go and pose to be somebody else, or they can just blend in with everyone else and all that or whatnot, because there's so many people that's on there. So, you know, this cat, you know, Unanimous, right? This cat responded with this, you know, after the article. He responded with this comment. He said, Jacob walked away from cops who were reported to a domestic disturbance case. He tried to pull a knife on cops first, self-defense, right? And I replied with this. I said, not sure your story makes sense. Did he walk away before or after he pulled the knife on them? Also, did he successfully pull the knife or did he fail his attempt? You know, so I'm just trying to make sense of what he's saying because it sounds like he made it up. And he went to go and try to re-sentence what he said pretty much. And then I finally asked him, okay, where did you get this source of information from? And he has yet to, you know, reply. So it just feels like he made it up. Maybe he probably went and Googled it or whatever, tried to find a source of where, cause he couldn't find it on the phone covers that it was on. You know what I'm saying? So it's like making stuff up. So it's like you're justifying someone, an unarmed man, being shot. You know what I'm saying? You're justifying it. You're justifying it because, bro, you sound like a racist. But guess what? There are so many people who think like this. There are so many people. And what's scary is that you may work with them. You may even live with them. And they think like this. This shit needs to stop. You know what I'm saying? I'm tired of being around people who are fake. If you got a problem with me, let me know. Quit acting like you cool with me. But at the end of the day, like when we see shit like this happens, where you got a brother who looks similar to me, who got shot for like no fucking reason, and then you take up for that guy who shot him. And then you talking about you going around acting like you respect me. No, you don't respect me. Because when you first met me, you probably thought all these negative things. And then when you got to know me, you start being around me, or maybe you needed something from me or whatever. You was a coworker and you needed, whatever the case may be. But you had a stereotype about me before you even met me. You had this image in your head before you even met me, and you didn't respect me as a human being. But then now we cool with each other or whatever, and it's like you look at me at a different light. There was a problem with that in the first place, because you looking at people who look like me very negatively. You need to look your ass in the mirror, and you need to look at, like I say this about Trump, because Trump, he looks at people like, he looks at black people like they're beneath him. And he thinks that, it's like he really thinks that black people are dumb, stupid, and retarded. He really thinks that. Bro, look at yourself in the mirror. You're the retard. You know what I'm saying? You're the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? Look at the decisions that you have made. I didn't mean to be so harsh, but it's true. But it's like, look yourself in the, and I'm not saying that every white person is dumb, stupid. I'm not saying that. And I'm not saying that every white person thinks that every black person is dumb, stupid. But a lot of you guys do. And see, it translates into cops who's going around hunting. That's what they're doing. They're hunting black people. They're hunting black men in particular. They're hunting us. This is genocide. It is. And let me flip this, because people want to go around and say, oh, well, you guys do it to each other. And they try to use that against us. Let me tell you something. First of all, that is exaggerated. Black on black crime is an exaggerated statement. You know what I'm saying? We all know that other races of people kill themselves too. But that's domestic issues. A lot of that is domestic. You're around somebody, you're around some crazy nutcase or somebody who got a temper or whatever, or who got a weapon, and they make a mistake or they do something crazy and they kill somebody or they violate someone. That happens in every community. That happens in every domestic situation. I'm not justifying it. I'm just saying shit happens. But then y'all want to use that against us and say, oh, well, you know, you guys are killing each other. Another thing is, there's a lot of wrongfully convicted black people. Every time I fucking turn around, if I'm watching the news, or if I'm, they're not really going to say it on the news, but every now and then, or if I'm on social media, a black person has been wrongfully accused and is getting out of jail. I see that almost every fucking day. There are more, and if you look at the stats, there are more wrongfully accused black people, or there are more wrongfully accused black felons than there are any other race in this country. And we all know that it was a design made to keep us in jail, to bring us more in jail. A fucking design. You guys are trying to throw us in jail, and you guys are still trying to do that. And then, oh, by the way, this stuff, all of this killing going on and all that with the cops, this shit has been going on. What you think NWA was talking about? They were talking about the same goddamn thing. This was 30 years ago when they was talking about this. What you think they were talking about? What you think they went through? You know what I'm saying? So, but it comes down to this. I'm reaching out. I want to reach out to the individual. I want to reach out to you and say, if you got a problem with somebody, confront it with yourself and say, you know what? I do got a problem. And it's not even necessary. It's not. Because when I really need your ass, when I really need somebody black, I expect for them to step up and help me. You know what I'm saying? Like if it's like a coworker of mine and he's black, I expect for him to perform that job so he's not stupid all of a sudden. Or if I'm in the military, and we fight in a battle, we fight in a war, I expect this guy to look out for me and to be a good soldier. So he's only smart whenever you want him to be. That sound like some control ass, racist ass shit right there. You understand what I'm saying? Think about that. So we smart only when you want us to be smart. Or we smart only when you when it's in a situation to where you ain't got your buddies to help you out of the, or to get you out of the raft. And you got somebody black who you really need. Oh, so now all of a sudden, oh, we smart and we're capable. You know, like, stop that. That shit is stupid. Stop thinking like that. And we can get more things accomplished in a society when we're more adverse. L is talking about how he loves a multiracial environments, how he likes, he visited Florida not too long ago, and how he liked Miami Beach and all this, because it's so diverse. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's so wonderful, man. Just be around all these different people. You know what I'm saying? And you respect that. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got a problem with nobody. I respect anybody, all walks of life, the way they look and what they believe in and all that or whatever. That's the beauty of it. That should be the beauty of America. It's because of its diversity that we do have in this country. It's just that we need to accept that and just collab and just be cool with each other and be okay with that. You know what I'm saying? And then I'm going to make this point too, when we talk about diversity, and stop being a hater and stop holding that shit in, is that movie Hidden Figures. That was based on a true story. Pretty much it was about a bunch of sisters who worked for NASA and who have contributed into getting this man, the first American, I believe, the first American to go out in space. You know, it was this one particular sister who had this, she had calculations. She had calculations, and that helped get this guy up to outer space. Her contributions, and then other sisters helped contribute in their own way within the company or the organization. So that just goes to show, I'm not saying that just, you know, oh, it's only because of blacks why that happened. No, it was a contribution between black people and white people that helped make it happen. Okay, one guy, they boss or whatever, her boss or whatever, decided not to be a fucking idiot and say, you know what? All right, let's get this woman involved. Let's hear her out. You know, stop being a jackass idiot and understand that we all in this together. If it wasn't for diversity, we wouldn't have shit. You know what I'm saying? Quit going around thinking that you did everything on your own. Like, acknowledge the contributions of others, man. You understand what I'm saying? You know, with the inventions. You know, there's a lot of inventions that black people made that white people don't acknowledge. You know, and that's foolish. That's foolish. That's stupid to think that, you know, black people ain't contributed either. You know what I'm saying? And it's crazy. You don't understand what a creative person is. Let me tell you what a creative person is. A creative person is somebody who come up with shit and you don't even understand it. You don't even understand what the fuck they're doing. You don't understand them. Now, we talk about hip-hop. For a while, a lot of people did not understand hip-hop. They're like, what the fuck is this shit? This old ghetto-ass, guttery-ass shit. And those were a lot of white people. And guess what? A lot of them love hip-hop right now. They fucking love hip-hop right now. But y'all was sitting up there, not all of y'all, but a lot of y'all was sitting up there hating. Because y'all didn't understand what the fuck is going on. That's a creative person. So this goes back to inventions. How do you think inventions came about? It was spidey people coming up with shit, and then others didn't understand it. And guess what? They're benefited off of it right now for that time being. So think about what I just said there. So that's me speaking my mind, my little rant. And hey, y'all, keep listening to the show. What's going on, y'all? Hey, we're gonna talk about a heavy subject here. You know, it's pretty much, I guess, you know, it could be second part to obesity. It can be, you know, weight loss or whatnot. But L, you know, was brought up to me. Bring up to my attention to about being a sheriff, being a cop. You know, I'm already a CO. You know, whether I want to delve into that career or that part of the career, you know, I may give it a thought, but I don't know if I want to really get into that and get up in the ranks, you know, the categories or whatnot. But I told him that I'm out of shape. I'm not in cop shape. I'm in regular law enforcement shape, but I ain't in cop shape. You know what I'm saying? You got to be. Especially when you're starting off, you know, you got to be in tip-top shape, you know, for that. But at the same time, I also, you know, I can't see myself as a cop. Me, I don't want to say that I'm an activist. No, I'm not. But I support that way of being, you know, if that makes sense. You know, and I don't want to say I don't like cops. I do know the difference between good and bad cops. But I do understand that there's a lot of institutional racism with when it comes to, you know, law enforcement and cops and whatnot or whatever. You know, perhaps that's why it was designed. You know, that's why it was even formed, because of black people, honestly. You know, you can go back to slavery or whatnot, you know, when it comes to this country. But cops has been around in other countries as well, you know, if you want to delve into that. But, you know, I understand the racism behind it or whatever. But, you know, all of that needs to stop, man. Like, we just found out that those cops got away. That cop got away with shooting, the brother in the back, paralyzed him. You know, he got away with it scot-free. I'm not surprised, you know. I was kind of expecting it to happen, honestly, you know. But, hey, you know, we got to stay in shape, you guys. And I don't know if L got any stats for y'all, but I do. And, you know, L, feel free to join in, man. You know, you kind of just chilling over there.
My bad, y'all. Yeah, me, I've had, you know, difficult experiences with law enforcement. You know, not all law enforcement is bad. You know, that's my personal opinion. We could all tell the good cop from the bad cops. The thing is, we need more of that good cop, bad cop balance in the world. I think what is going on around us is, it goes against what human nature should be and what human nature could be. Aren't we all supposed to be kind in a way? Or aren't we all supposed to be nurturing to one another in a way? I know civilization started off that way, but then a lot of times we broke off and, you know, different type of regions of land, people would start fights over that. Then you had systems where we have civilizations built around kingdoms and castles, and then you have revolutions and crusades and all type of warlike terror everywhere. So everybody was just clashing. The whole world started clashing. And then you go further into today's society and we're still, you know, crashing with each other. We're still starting wars with each other. We're still unpeaceful with each other. And when I say each other, I say the human race as all. Some of us hate each other or jealous of one another because we have a different skin color. Or some people could be jealous of another person just because of the different type of situation they're living in. So, a lot of bad things are going on in the world. And do I think things will get better? No. But I do think that as time, the need to try and the need for progression will be talked about a little bit more. We'll be spoken a little bit louder.
Let me get this straight. You don't think that things can get better? What about particularly in this country? Do you think things will get better in this country? And what do you think? What you think? Just all around things won't get better, or you know, are you talking about as far as racism goes, or race matters, or you know, economically, or what? You know, kind of break that down.
In a broader stroke. Things can get better, or I'm sorry, not get better, because of those type of things. We're talking about demographics. We're talking about economics. We're talking about certain countries that were under heavy civil war. So we're talking about Iraq, certain parts of the Middle East, Turkish borders, Yugoslavia and things. We're talking about Israel, problems in Africa like Libya. We're talking about indifferences like this with economic downturns that things can't get better. And then we have clashes in the society because of the leaders of that certain country, of that certain rule that they have that leads to this economic downturn. Then you have certain aspects in the country. For America, example, racism. Suffer huge loss of the people's faith, loss of society's outturn to get better jobs, to be more productive in the economy. You take away a person's morale. Yes, I highly agree, things are not going to get better, but you start to see the murmurs, right? You start to see the rumblings. You start to hear protests speak out. We saw all of George Floyd. We saw all of, what's that young girl that was shot to death? Breonna Taylor?
Yeah.
We start to hear outcries. We start to see the protests. So when I say things like, are we going to hear the try? Are we going to see the progression? Yes, because we're all, as a society, always going to speak out against something that we know is wrong. But no, things are not going to get better. We still have people that are still stuck in a mind state that won't change. And if we can't change a person's mind state, it steadily causes that indifference that we have.
And, you know, I don't want to bring it up, you know. Well, I don't want to bring it up, but I might. But, you know, we don't want war to happen. Me, I don't ever want to solve an issue with war. You know, I don't want to do that, man. And then, you know, humans obviously ain't, you know, learn their lesson, you know. And they remind people the casualties of World War One and World War Two. You know, you talk about hundreds of millions of deaths between both those wars. You know, this it was called World War, not just a war, World War. I mean, there were many wars into one. So this wasn't just one war. This was many wars, you know what I'm saying, between nations, you know, fighting each other. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, it was actually multiple wars going on at one time. So, yeah, there were, you know, beneficiaries, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know what I'm saying, the United Nations and all that or whatever, but in countries formed, like you mentioned Israel formed, you know, after World War II, if I can believe, you know, if I can recall, but, you know, enough of the political talk. You know, how about this, Ayo? You know, do you think that obesity can improve, and, you know, particularly in America right now? It's a hot mess, and I got some stats for you. Actually, let me bring this up. So since 2008, right, and that's after Obama era, you know, it says that let me see if I can recall that, because I remembered that part and I found it interesting. I can't find that part. Gosh darn it. I don't see that part here, so scratch that, y'all. But I think these stats were taken, you know, since 2008, and it said that it increased to over 40%. After 2008, as far as the obesity rate in America. And right here it says that when you talk about all men and women combined, when it comes to overweight or obesity, it says 70.2% of Americans are considered obese. And then, you know, when it comes to that, it's like probably, you know, like maybe like 10 to 15 pounds over their, you know, that standardized weight system that, you know, that the medical field has, you know. And then out of that 70%, there are more fat guys than there are fat women. Wow, that's okay. So 73.7% of men are overweight or obese, and then 66.9% of women are overweight and obese. And then it kind of just breaks it down or whatever, right? And it says right here though that it says that more men are overweight than women, right? It's breaking it down even more. Well, right here it says that more women are obese, including extreme obesity, 40% of them, 40.4. And then extreme obesity, there are more women that are more extreme obese than there are men, 9.9 opposed to 5.5, right? And then, you know, when we talk about race and ethnicity, right? There are more, according to this, there is more obese black people and extreme obese black people than there are than anyone else, right? 48.4% obese, and then 12.4% extreme obesity. And I probably would have to blame that a little bit on the lack of medical attention that black people receive. But and then obviously the cuisine of what we eat, still a lot of lard, pork, and deep fried things and all that or whatever. And then obviously a lot of Americans eat a lot of fast food, including black people, you know, especially in areas that most of us inhabit, which are urban areas and major cities. I see a McDonald's pretty much on every corner, so that don't help. You know, don't have really access to probably better, and then the grocery stores. Yeah, I remember when I was in LA in South Central, it was hard to find a grocery store. Like, there were like a lot of little small stores, small little markets, you know, like 99 cent stores, and you know, foreign markets, you know, Mexican markets, Chinese markets. You know, it wasn't really no supermarkets. The supermarket was miles away, you know. It's like, where are all the supermarkets at, you know? So, you know, you're not gonna really find a variety of things, you know. And it definitely ain't no damn Trader Joe's. It ain't no Costco's or anything like that, you know, nearby, in that kind of area. You know, Watts and all that or whatever. No way, you know. So yeah. I think that plays a part. You know, you take away resources, you know what I'm saying, as far as like farming and all that or whatever. You know, we're far away from those areas, right? We're in the city, so no, we're not going to raise our own crops. You know, it's not enough room to do it. Obviously, you know, maybe you can do it in your backyard, a little bit of it, but plus, don't nobody know how to do all that in the hood, you know. They got other concerns, you know, trying to survive, you know, on that motherfucker, you know, trying to pay their rent or whatever. So yeah, do you think that obesity can improve in the United States, in America?
I think there's three factors that go into obesity. First factor, we have a lot of the one percenters in this country that depend on their corporations and backing up two things in America that we love is that money and monopoly. Monopolize the industry by putting 1,000 McDonald's in certain states, in certain suburban cities, 1,000 and something locations across that statewide. Or within that city, right? So we have corporations that depend on that monopoly, that abundance of so many restaurants to make it convenient for the consumer that is either in poverty or just going through a rough time. They depend on gaining their money by paying minimum wage to workers that work with food that is handled very improperly and is sold at a cheaper rate. Corporations, they make money off of that. They make profit off of something that is cheap to make. Now with that, we have consumers, which is the American citizens that going through rough times, that just don't have no choice whatsoever. that are consuming these foods that are very bad for you. Second faction is confidence. I think a lot of people lack confidence. I think a lot of people look at themselves and don't really care. A lot of that is laziness.
Oh yeah.
Less desire to do things. Just don't have the confidence within yourself to get up and stop eating that cheeseburger and pick up a salad. Stop eating certain foods and really going to the gym for at least half hour to an hour. At least 3 days a week. I think we as human beings today in this society don't understand life. Don't understand that some of the things that we do will have causes for the near future. So people run into diabetes, type 2 cancer. A lot of factors, right, that go into just a bad eating life or a bad diet and all growing through your years. That would be my third faction would go into mind state. Same as confidence. Same as the person you believe yourself to be or just want yourself to stay the same. And I mean, unfortunately, that's going to have negative effects in the future. Why do we as a society is cool with doing the norm, doing what we see every day, doing the commercials, you know, that we see, the corporation commercials, like for fast food, for certain meats at the market, and then we gotta run straight down there and pick up pork chops. We gotta run straight down there and pick up ground beef with all the sodium in it. We're not researching what's behind things like that. We're not researching the long-term effects, the drug effects. All that body fat and all that type of sodium that you're putting into your body, and a lot of that food has certain chemicals that will release into your body, give you those type of addictive toxins that you have to just keep eating it and eating it again. Like, you have to keep eating that Hershey bar, you got to keep eating bacon every day. I don't throw it in people's face, the type of diet that I have. I'm a pescatarian, mainly seafood and chicken with a whole bunch of vegetables is my diet. Do I slack off and have a chicken sandwich with fries? Yes. Because I go to the gym 3 days a week and I do home gym the 2 days I don't go. And then weekends I do yoga. I'm proactive with my life now, so I know it'll be better in the future. I have that type of confidence, that type of mind state to go for it. And I don't put money into other people's pocket. Even on a budget, you go to the grocery store. You only have to spend $20. $20. You get yourself a lot of greens. Maybe a package of chicken. Some soup. You can eat healthy for cheap as well. We, as human beings as a whole, just got to do that research. Just got to not be lazy and just put yourself out there to have enough confidence and enough well-being that you know that you can take care of yourself and you don't have to rely on, I say, the higher powers that be, because we're trying to be politically correct.
Okay, straight up, straightforward. Stop being lazy, y'all. And hey, how are you supposed to get that lady, right? You know, fellas, how are you supposed to get that? How are you going to get that lady, man? And, you know, like I said, not a lot of ladies are too fine of big brothers. You know what I'm saying? Some are, you know. You better have some money or something, you know. You know, you'd be like Biggie and shit, you know. Or, you know, or maybe you can catch a chick who gets around, you know what I'm saying? You know, on some Tupac shit. Dogging me down, I get around. Hey, but so, you know. That Snoop Dogg said that. Yeah, Snoop Dogg did say that, huh? Yeah, it ain't no fun, huh? So, yeah, that's that kind of chick, you know. You know what I mean? So, that's a good question, you know. Even with the fellas, you know. I think the thing with the fellas is, like, when it comes to big chicks, it's like, there are some fellas who like big chicks, man. But they don't want to be out there like that with it. See how you shake your head? You're like, oh, hell no, nah, nah. There's some fellas or whatever who like big chicks. They just don't want to admit it. They don't want to go out in public and really, you know, be seen or really act like, you know, hey, they like them that big, man. Some of them like them that big or whatever. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to be, but what it is motherfuckers don't want to be seen. You know what I believe? This is what I believe, man. I believe that there are women who you're naturally attracted to. But the problem is that what you got this thing called, what I call the laws, the unofficial laws of attraction. And unfortunately, in this society, you know, and you know, that's how it is anyway, when you want to delve into racism, it's like, you got to look a certain way, pretty much, you have to look a certain way for people to respect you.
I'm not gonna lie, this goes into what my brother Ray said at work. This happened last week. You know, I had the hair looking right. I just got it done. And the shorty I've been peeping right, she come into work. She noticed I got the hair looking fresh and right, tight on the side, you know what I'm saying? And the shorty, I bugged out real quick because she actually, you know, noticed me, but I played it off. You know what I'm saying? Men out there gotta have that confidence when it comes to women. Like, she's like, oh, your hair look nice. I played it off. I was like, yeah, thanks. And I played it off. I didn't even watch her walk away. Because you got to let these bitches know. Oh, you got to let these women know. Hold up. You got to let these women know that it's on your time of the day. You dig what I'm saying? But it boosts your confidence when a shorty that you really are looking for, and you really looking at that like that, and she checking for you. But you know that you under key, you know what I'm saying? You got her body attention. That's what you want to do. You don't want to be that dude that looks like a sucker or looks like a less confident male, because a lot of women go for the alpha male. And this shorty is right, you know what I'm saying? Brown skin. This sister look like one of the SWVs. She banging like that, you know? She banging like that. So shorty, you know,
yeah, he trying to please women. You know, L lost a lot of weight, man. L was a little chubster when I first met him, you know, a couple years ago. And he worked on it, man. So all that stuff that he told you, man, is true. That's what he actually does, man. And you know, like you said, you know, he eat more veggies, and you know, he went on that Ramadan, right? Ramadan, and I think that really changed a lot of his views. He was on that Muslim tip anyway. He was kind of dabbling with it or whatever. He was like, man, what's up with you, man? You know, you trying to get into that? And you know, that's what he kind of got into. And I ain't mad at that, man. You know, it's, you know, dedicating yourself into it and doing it. But you know, it helped him out. It definitely helped his health out and how he look at things. That's another thing when losing weight. It helps build confidence and help you look at things in a different light. It really does. Fitness has been a trend for a little while, and it don't only just need to be a trend. It needs to be a lifestyle. It needs to be permanent. You know, I just hope the trend don't go away, and I hope that the trend turns into, like I said, lifestyle. You can't depend on 24-hour fitness, or you know, 24-hour fitness is no longer a company. So you know, you can't depend on these gyms or whatever to help you lose weight, and you can depend on some trainer to help you lose weight. I noticed with you know, with these celebrities or whatever, you know what I'm saying, they got professionals that they can pay to, you know, to go to or whatever. You know, they can pay for a chef and they can pay for a gym instructor or whatever. And hey, that's fine and dandy or whatever, you know, and that's what they can get away with. But you know, you don't want to depend on that. You know, you want to be able to go out on your own and you know, and do your own shit, you know. Motivate yourself when it comes down to it. You know, maybe, you know, starting off or whatever, you know, for you to know what the fuck, you know, what the hell to do and all that. Okay, that's fine, dandy, but get off your ass, you know. Hey, the best way to get on your feet is to get off your ass. So I'm just saying. So, but what kind of things to eat? Maybe people don't know what to eat. You know, you mentioned greens. You know, how many meals a day to eat, you know? Well, me, I've been getting more into drinking replacement meals and shakes, right? So I drink 2 meals a day, right? And then I drink a snack a shake a day, right? And then I eat a meal. So I consume 3 meals a day, but 2 are drinks, or, you know, 2 shakes, replacement meals, and then I take a snack, and then the other snack that I take is like, you know, maybe like, you know, some cookies or something, you know, like a little snack like that or whatever. But that's how I do it. And and then exercise, you know, 3 times a day is pretty good, you know. But I exercise, I try to exercise 2 times, you know, 2 times a week, you know. but you know, I'm not in shape that I want to be right now. That's something that I've been getting into a little lately, you know, probably for the past month, just getting back at it. But you know, people, it's good for people to get into shape and stay away. It's a lifestyle. And you know, back to this, man, like with the let's say, like with these celebrity chicks or whatever, right? Like, are there any like fat celebrity chicks that might be a little cute, you know? But he thinking, that's, I don't know, you know, I can't think of, you know, yeah. He shook his head like, no. Judy booty?
Dick, I don't know.
Dick, dick.
A whole lot of women. You know what I'm saying? I know dick actresses.
Like that one actress from Queen and Slim, she thick.
She not like obese. She like tall though, you know? You talking about the main character?
Yeah.
Nah, she ain't big at all, man. It look like she kind of on the skinny side or something. She just tall.
I don't know no big women. I don't know. No disrespect to the big women, you know, big girls need love too. I always say they should have Victoria's Big Secret. You know what I'm saying?
He said Victoria Big Secrets. Hey, that's actually a good idea, man. Hey. Victoria's Big Secret.
That's for all the 32D, double D's, double A's, the 55 panty size, all that. That's Victoria's Big Secret. Now, if you know, you like the same gender out there, you know what I'm saying, for the lesbian culture, you know, that's Victoria's other secret.
Well, me, honestly, man, you gotta have a lot of strong will, or to me, you could benefit from the environment that you grew up at, because honestly, man, it's hard to resist, man. Like, you got all this shit in your face, you got all this negativity in front of in your face, man. It's very hard to resist. That's just like drugs, alcohol, you know. It's you know, if it's in your face. Like, let's say, like, you're a youngster, you know, you're a youngster and you're around that shit, man. You're around, you know, drugs and, you know, drug dealers and, you know, crackheads around and all that, and then your buddies, they dabbling with it, or they fuck with it, or whatever, or maybe even your family members. And it's like, you know, they say, oh, well, you know, you're not supposed to take drugs, that's bad, and all this. Well, goddamn it, I'm around this shit. That's just like, if there's like a certain occupation or whatever, like, right, you know, like, let's say like you wants to be a farmer, you know what I'm saying, and you live in an area where it's just nothing but farmland, you know, and then you become a farmer, you know, it's like, well, okay, that makes sense. I mean, you're around it, and then you have a lot of knowledge, you're around farmers, you know, you're around cowboys and all those type of people, whatever, you know. And I mean, quite naturally, you might become a farmer yourself. Now, that's not a bad thing, right? Because it makes sense, and obviously it's a positive thing, I guess. So, well, it is. But that's the point that I'm trying to make, is that's what you're around, you know. And again, like with this, what all of this, just bad food around, this fast food, you know, it's hard to resist. Even I bet foreigners that probably came from, like, let's take like someone who came from a small village from another country, you know, and they weren't around, they were around a bunch of farmland or whatever, and then they come to America, and it, you know, like, let's say you go to LA, you know, you don't see farmland, you know, you, it's the city, so you see all these restaurants, so you know, you know what I'm saying, dude, you're gonna get exposed in a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying. So not to defend anyone, you know, to take away, I'm just trying to be logical here, you know. And you know, and people, they put you down, you know what I'm saying, when you fat. Like I said again previously, you have to look a certain way for people to accept you. It's how retarded that is. That's how it is, you know what I'm saying. Like, imagine if you fat and black, you know, like, damn, you know, that's a bad shape to be in, you know, literally, right? So right, fat and black, right, you know. And it's like
Biggie eyes cocked, like cross-eyed too.
Man.
But he was Jamaican black.
Oh yeah.
And he was big. But see, he had swag. He had confidence. Shout out to Notorious, man. B-I-G R-A-P, man. But you see what I'm saying? You have to have confidence. But I still don't feel like you should be all the way out there like that. You know what I'm saying? I still feel like if your ass is breathing just to sit down, you know you too damn big. Come on, y'all caught up way too slow for that one. If you sitting down and you breathing like you doing the treadmill, you know you need to lose some damn weight. And it's a hygiene too, cause I know big motherfuckers, man, can't reach all the crevices in the shower, so I know damn well they ain't washing they stinky ass the correct way. Females the same way, and shorties that are big out there, I have no problem with curvaceous BBWs, none of that shit. I love my big sisters too, but that's all y'all ever be is big sisters, because like I said, I live a fit life. I can't, my standards are how I live and how I eat. I tend to carry good habits, and I bring those good habits into a relationship. So if you not on that level, you dig what I'm saying? That's why there's only certain type of shorties that I pick out that I like. You know, I'm that specific with it because it has to do with my type of lifestyle. That's what I'm saying. As a human society, you, the listeners that are listening right now, y'all hold those cards to be in certain relationships that you want. You have to have the confidence. You have to have the means to think like, I still want to live past I'm 50. If you wake up and you think that, because I'm not saying you have to have the fit body, I'm saying you have to just have the fit life. Be a normal weight for your height. This BMI, body mass index. Body mass index talks about how much percentage of body fat you have on you. You have to look into things like that. This is why diabetes and cancer will get you by 50 and you out by 55. So we as human nature need to go back to what our original ancestors was doing. They didn't have meat like this. They didn't have meat processed and packaged. These motherfuckers have that shit from the farms. They had chickens that you couldn't catch because they was too damn fast. Them chickens was on roids. But you got to think, would you rather eat something that is always healthy, always growing, always got muscles, got the speed? Or do you want something that eats vegetation, eats their own shit, bathes in their own shit, don't have too good of a hygiene, which I'm talking about swine, I'm talking about pork? Or would you rather eat something really slow, like a bull or a cow? I mean, we were never meant to eat type of shit like this. Our ancestors were never meant to eat type of things like this. And when you get into, you don't have to be a dentist to learn about canines or how certain genders or certain race have different canines, different dental. That will all have to do with their ancestral point, where they come from, what their ancestors used to eat. Their ancestors used to be vegetators, you know, vegetarians that only ate certain vegetables, only ate certain, you know, only a plant-based diet. You're not going to see their teeth and generations of offsprings that they had. You're going to see certain teeth that was only used to bite down certain things. Look, it just goes down to just do your research. It goes down to, what do you want in your life? If you want to sit there and keep building a 400-pound life and not think that it's okay to lose weight because you're just going to be fine, think again. Because check this out. My grandmother's neighborhood, there was a cat that died. Italian man. When he was in his apartment, this apartment was on the second floor. It was like 2 years, 3 years before I was born. He passed away. He was 400 pounds when he passed away. This is the second floor. In my neighborhood, we have buildings. If y'all ever seen movies of The Departed, I'm from Boston, that's how it looks. So if y'all seen movies in Brooklyn, we have buildings together like that. Long story short, this man was so big, they had to carry him out by a crane. They couldn't put him on a gurney. They couldn't fit him through the door, let alone. This Italian man died at 400 pounds. They had to carry him out a crane through the second window. My grandmother's building was right across the way. And you know, on that side of the family, even my Puerto Rican side do this. But every time we see something going on in the neighborhood, we have to go out and look. You know, my Puerto Rican side, though, you don't want to get yourself caught outside the neighborhood looking. You know, you better make sure it's cautioned up and there's some police around and shit. Because if you just on the corner looking, you're going to get got. That's all I'm saying. Because you just a regular Puerto Rican on the corner looking, they're going to be like, what, was he stake out? What's going on? You know? But yeah, going back to obesity, you don't want to be that 400 pound person that need to be carried out by a crane. That's all I'm about. Yeah, so listen up out there. And please, everybody, we need y'all to be proactive on these socials. I need a lot of shorties and a lot of young guns that listen, man. Just be active on your socials. We really trying to be better with our podcast. Get this flow going. We really trying to bring y'all a lot of things in 2021. We need more suggestions. We need more ideas that y'all want us to talk about. And we just need a lot more input.
Sure, though. Yeah, man, you know, I mean, 400 pounds, man, they couldn't get him out. They got him out with a crane. That's all bad, man. Come on, man. come on now, man. You know, you gotta watch out. You gotta watch your weight more than that. But you know, I would say this though. Some people can lose too much weight. You know, like we see the celebrities and it look like they got like lipo or some kind of procedure done, and you know, their head is bigger than their body and all that or whatever. They're going around looking like bobblehead dolls. Some people look more unhealthy, like look more unhealthier than they did before. But some people need, you know, probably that rapid rate weight loss like that because of, probably, you know, threatening health issues and all that, or you know, health threats or whatever. You know, diabetes, kidney failure, whatever, you know, blood problems, heart problems, you know, whatever. But I can understand that. But you know, try to exercise and eat better as much as you can. You know, they go hand in hand. You know, like there's no point of trying to eat right and not exercising, and there's no point of exercising and not eating right. So you know, they just go hand in hand. But those are the remarks that we can come up with for improving obesity in America. I hope that we all eating right. I hope we all exercising. And you know, and at the same time, man, don't judge people, man. You know, they you know, they're not where they need to be, or maybe they're where they want to be. And you know, really honestly, you know, do it for your health mainly, like what El was touching on a lot. You know, trying to hook up with a honey, you know, that should motivate you. But you know, do it for your health mainly. That should be the main reason why you're doing your health. You know, obviously you're gonna look good and you're gonna feel better. You know, you know, you don't have to make adjustments. You don't have to walk sideways when you walk through a door, or you know, asking you know, somebody who's nearby, who's like maybe only a couple feet away from the remote, to, you know, ask them for a remote, and you closer to the remote than they are to turn the TV. So you know, stuff like that. You know, that's just pathetic and trifling. So you know, also, you know, and instead of going to McDonald's, make your own damn meal, you know, or you know, and you know, make more of your own meals, you know. And then obviously take a walk, you know, like, you know, you can start off walking. You don't have to start off jogging and running and all that. You don't have to do all that. And fuck all them people that's showing off or whatever, you know, they can run a whole fucking, you know, fucking 20 miles or whatever, like it ain't shit, you know. Fuck them, you know what I'm saying? You're not on a level yet, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, when you get to that level, okay, all right, you can scratch that fuck them and say, hey, man, you know, I'm on your level now. But, you know, you just walk. Walk around your, hell, just start off walking around your house, or walking around your block, your neighborhood or whatnot. Just walk. And then eventually, when you build the confidence, you know, you start jogging. It don't have to be that much of a jog. It can be a slow jog. Again, fuck what everybody thinking. Fuck what everybody's saying. Yeah, you fat. That's another thing. If you fat or whatever and you working out or whatever, people going to say something. We're going to have something to say. Fuck them. You know, ignore them. Right? So those are my little tips or whatever. And hey, y'all, you know, keep listening to Freedom of Mind, y'all. We appreciate y'all that do listen. And, you know, we're going to try to keep rocking for y'all. And, keep coming up with interesting subjects in our own little unique way. All right? Freedom of Mind, y'all.